I encourage you to read the talks once again and to ponder the messages contained therein. I found in my own life that I gain even more from these inspired sermons when I study them in greater depth.
The basic pattern is to identify the fundamental doctrine or principle that's being taught, find any invitations associated with and related to that doctrine or principle, and then also recognizing the promised blessings if we act in accordance with that invitation.
Welcome to Words of the Prophets, a podcast where we discuss the latest talks from the General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My name is Todd, and today I have with me my daughter, Aaliyah. How are you today, Aaliyah?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Any invitations you want to follow up on?
Well, I can follow up on the, do you want to be happy? Stay on the covenant path.
Awesome.
Invitation. Yeah, been doing my best with that one for a long time, and I can say it has indeed made my life easier, happier, and more filled with joy.
Bruh, I'm just going to use that every week now.
No, that's cheating. I'm just using it the one time.
Okay. You burned that bridge. It's gone now.
I have genuinely thought about it more this week, but...
Good. All right.
It's something I'm consistently doing, so.
Well, I will allow it. Well, we also have today with us Rivka and Burke. How are you today, Rivka?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Any invitations and blessings you would like to follow up on?
Hearkening way back to the first talk of this last session, Elder Bednar's, and the invitation I have been working on of noticing so that I can feel gratitude and express gratitude for all of the service that goes on around me in my ward. And I have had a couple of really good experiences with that in the last couple of weeks, and good conversations that have come out of the expressions of gratitude. So it's been great. It's
awesome.
I've had some relationships develop from it. So another unexpected blessing from doing that.
Great. I don't even know if that was one of the promised blessings, but
no.
Great that it has been one of your blessings.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, Burke, how are you today?
I'm doing great. And I finally got back on the invitation wagon this last week.
Yes.
On my invitation of studying Jesus Christ in the topical guide and gained some new insights. So it was a good week.
Awesome. I love it. I have been sort of casting around for a new invitation. I've been doing the same scripture invitation for a long, long time. And I talked a few podcasts ago about going to the temple twice a month. And I felt during a recent state conference prompted to bump that up to once a week. And I remembered also Burke saying, you know, we're going to get a temple near us. And some people, what did you say, Burke? Like, I'll take that challenge or something
like
that.
Well, yeah, because Elder Renlund said in his talks in this last conference that sometimes having a temple that close actually makes it harder to go because you think, oh, I can go anytime. I'll go, you know, I'll go tomorrow, I'll go next week, and then you never go. So,
yeah.
And I said, yeah, bring it, bring that challenge.
You'll bear that burden.
I'd like to.
Well, I've spent the past, 20 years being 2.5 hours from a temple, and sometimes making it once a month and feeling pretty good about that and thinking to myself, well, when I'm closer to the temple, I'll go more often. So it's time to put my money where my mouth is. And time is one of my most valuable resources. So something I need to put on the altar. And that's what I'm going to do. Go to the temple once a week, starting next week. So that's the plan. Go ahead.
I just said excellent.
Ah, okay. Well, hopefully excellent. I can live up to that. And I don't even know what the promised blessings are. I need to go back probably to President Nelson's talk about our spiritual foundation, where he talks so much about the temple, and look for some of those promised blessings so I recognize them when they come. Well, with that out of the way, we are going to move on to our talk today, which is not from the latest conference of the General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It is from the latest Liahona. It is called Our General Conference Walk and Talk by Elder David A. Bednar. A friend sent this to me, and I loved it, so I thought we should talk about it because it will also help all of us prepare for a General Conference coming up in April. And it is taken from a podcast that Elder Bednar did back in 2021, the Church News podcast. And it's actually where we got the idea for our structure for the podcast that we do, namely the fundamental doctrines, the invitations, and the promised blessings. So really excited to dive into this today. So rather than going with the fundamental doctrine, as it's not a traditional talk per se, we're going to just go section by section. So the first section is really about the importance of General Conference. So let's start with Aaliyah. What stood out to you from this section?
I really liked the
Did I just hear a page turn? Are you on a... Did you print this out, Aaliyah?
No, that I guarantee that was Rivka.
Oh.
It was totally me.
Okay. I was stunned for a minute. I was like, what? What just happened?
And it was accidental. I'm sorry.
I love hearing Rivka's page turns in the background because it makes me feel like I'm recording this in a library.
Oh, I just forgot to hit mute, and so then I was dealing with my stuff, and that's what I get.
I don't even know how you printed it out, because at the top of my page it says digital only. So she's working some magic over here. Indeed. But I did not print it out.
I love it. It's awesome. So keep going. I apologize.
Oh, you're good. I liked this first paragraph where he quotes President Lee, and he says that the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints should let General Conference messages be the guide to their walk and talk during the next 6 months. These are the important matters the Lord sees fit to reveal to this people in this day. And I like this concept of kind of a six-month reset, I guess, on the revelation that God is giving us through the prophet and other inspired leaders, and just like honing in on that revelation for those 6 months, and then when the next one comes along, kind of refresh and go at it again with the new revelation that we've received.
Ooh, I love thinking of it that way. And of course, some themes persist throughout each conference.
Mm-hmm,
but, boys. You know, one conference we had the Hope Conference, one conference we had the Liberty Jail Conference. What has been your reset for the last 6 months, Aaliyah?
I don't know. There's always a lot of talk about covenants, and that obviously persists through many conferences, but I've been doing a lot of thinking and studying and acting on covenants specifically. So I would say that.
Awesome. And I know you went through that time, quite a long time, where you were focusing on the baptismal covenant specifically. So
yep, I think still going on that one.
Awesome. I love it. Well, let's go on to Burke. Burke, what did you find from this first section that really spoke to you?
So this is a quote from President Kimball, and it says, "I urge you to take much thought in your return home from this conference and think again of the things that have been brought to your attention." And I like that because, number one, that's what we do. That's our reason for the podcast, is to help us with that. But also, it makes it sound like you were paying pretty close attention the first time and maybe even wrote down some promptings. So
he will deal with that later. Actually, he'll talk about that.
Yeah. And I was just thinking about that aspect of it, especially with the question you just asked Aaliyah, because from two conferences ago, the invitation that came up for me in three different talks that weren't even really about that, but the Spirit kept telling me, was that I needed to start writing down promptings that I received during sacrament meeting. And I started doing that. And in that next 6 months, not only did I receive a lot of promptings during sacrament meeting, but it changed the way that I listened to the Spirit all the time. And if I look back to that conference, which is almost a year ago now, I have changed so many things in my life, big changes that are a result of that. And so it can be just a couple of simple nudges from conference that you then focus on and study on and go back to. Can change everything.
That's amazing. What a great story and example, Burke, that the Lord has worked on you in ways that Elder Uchtdorf might call unimaginable, right? You never would have guessed. So thank you for sharing that. Well, Rivka, how about you? Anything else stand out from this section?
He quotes President Kimball, who said, "No text or volume outside the standard works of the church should have such a prominent place on your personal library shelves." And he's speaking of General Conference messages. And I loved reading that because that I have felt that way my whole entire life. Like sometimes I think, what's my favorite of the standard works? And I'm like, General Conference, maybe. I mean, it really doesn't count, but I've always loved General Conference. And so I wholeheartedly agree with President Kimball that that these messages that they send should be equally prominent in our library shelves and in the things that that we study when we do gospel study.
I love it. So that goes right along with Aaliyah saying that this is sort of our, mm-hmm. or, you know, talking about President Lee's quote about this is our current revelation for this 6 months. Yep. So
our walk
side note, the walk, walk the talk. Mm-hmm. The side note here, did you know President Kimball was born in 1895?
Yep.
That is crazy to me. When I saw that, I was like, is that a typo? What is going on?
Also he was the prophet when you were a kid and you're pretty old. So
that's an excellent point. And yeah. My children
very true, agree very true.
Old party. Yes, exactly.
I concur.
All right, Aaliyah. Well, after Elder Bednar gave attention to General Conference, he noticed a pattern. And the pattern was, number one, church leaders emphasize fundamental doctrine and principles. Number two, their messages include invitations related to those doctrines. Number three, church leaders offer blessings, promised blessings. So in a move that Rivka would love and adore, he drew three columns on a piece of paper and he labeled them doctrine, invitations, and promised blessings. And that became the way he took notes for General Conference, which is pretty awesome.
Is basically our spreadsheet that we've had going for many conferences now.
Yes, so true, Aaliyah. I did not think about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The spreadsheet is
our walk and talk for 6 months.
It is. I need to access it more often and review, but how has it changed conference for you to keep that spreadsheet, Aaliyah?
It mostly just changes how I apply conference rather than like the first experience, because I don't update it until I reread the talks. But anytime I'm looking for something new to work on, I'll scroll through either the invitations or the promises, depending on what I'm looking for. And I'll find one that that I want to do. And that will be my thing that I work on for that week or that month or whatever.
So that just depends on whether or not you're looking for a mountain to climb or whether you're looking for a beautiful vista to
achieve. Exactly. Exactly.
I love it. Aaliyah, can you post a non-editable link to that spreadsheet to Facebook?
Yes, I can.
All right. That would be awesome. So people can just see the notes that we've been taking. That would be great. Well, then he goes on from there to talk about the importance of invitation. So that's our next section. So Aaliyah, anything from the invitation section that stood out to you?
Let me look here. Oh, well, continuing with my theme from last episode about short, concise, direct, the very last sentence says, "As we act, magnificent blessings always follow."
I love it. How have you seen that in your life?
I am a fairly action-oriented person, and when I do things, God does more. And it's really cool to see what we can do together when he's leading me and when I'm actively following.
I love it. When I do something, God does more. That's a pretty good way to talk about it. Well, let's go on to Burke. Burke, anything else from the section on the importance of invitation?
I love where he... can't think of the right word for it, but regardless, I'm just going to read the quote. "The Savior did, and church leaders should, invite, entice, encourage, and Promise Blessings, a more Christ-like approach to helping individuals and families. And just before this, he talks about how he often hears in church, I challenge you. And so this is his answer, and the Savior's answer to that is we shouldn't be challenged. We should be getting invited, enticed, encouraged, and then promised blessings. And it's strange because that doesn't sound like the sort of thing you would find on the Bednar Index, but I like it just the
Indeed.
Same.
Indeed. Turns out he's a soft teddy bear inside.
Something like that.
Maybe the way that you feel you're reading the Bednar Index has more to do with where you're at than what the index is.
Oh.
And for you,
sounds
listener,
like we need a Rivka index.
Who is just coming to the podcast. Historically, when I listen to Elder Bednar talks or read them later, often I feel more conviction than reinforcement, with the exception of our very last conference.
Indeed. Mm-hmm.
So I established the Bednar Index for how convicted I feel when I read a Bednar talk, with one being I'm doing great and 10 being I probably shouldn't have read the talk at all. It's too much. So
we have a little bit of Bednar Index coming later. Maybe not for you, but for me. So we'll see how that goes. A little bit of personal backstory on this section. Burke, you had not started recording with us, but at the beginning, we actually talked about challenges before we adopted the Bednar method. And my brother's wife's mother, who I don't know if she still listens, but at the time she was listening, sent me a message and said, hey, that challenging that you guys are doing sounds a little bit, I don't know how she phrased it, but it basically like, that sounds a little bit, you know, forceful. Maybe you should think about inviting people in a more gentler and Christ-like way. She's, of course, said this very lovingly and Christ-like herself. So it was not meant as a criticism, but as a suggestion. And she was 1,000,000% correct. And that is in line with what Elder Bednar is saying and the Savior's very actions. So thanks for bringing that up. I like it.
Yeah.
Next, we go to Rivka. Rivka, this section is quite long and we've only covered a tiny bit of it. Is there any other part of it that you really liked?
He says, if people appropriately are seeking for the spiritual gift of faith in the Lord, they need to act in accordance with his teachings. Invitations are key because faith in the Savior is a principle of action and power.
I knew you were going to love that quote, Rivka. Yeah. I just knew it when I read it.
Why?
Because I've heard you say that faith is a principle of action and power many, many times.
That's true. That's from the Bible Dictionary. That's where it says that. That's where he's getting it too. But yeah, I do love it because faith in the Lord, is it in this? Yes. Oh, that's from the next section. I'm going to read it anyway. He says, the revelatory process requires anxious engagement and not just passive participation. And
love
that,
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is why this is such an important thing. If you want to have stronger faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, this is how you get it. You listen for these invitations and then you act on it.
Plus, it's great that he says anxious because I have lots of anxiety.
I won't, but this whole last week I was thinking about anxious versus what it means in the scriptures when he says anxiously engaged. And then I went in this deep dive in the 1828 Webster's Noah Dictionary and I had a good experience. Anyway, not what you're saying, Burke. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Or
I'm wrong again. Shocker.
Or to quote.
Nope. I'm pointing out what you really think instead of what you're putting out there for a laugh.
Or to quote Elder Maxwell, we need to not be over anxious and under engaged. That's not the same thing.
That's true. Good.
Excellent. Well, I love all of that. The rest of the section on the importance of invitation is examples of ways that apostles and prophets have invited. So it's a great read, but we're going to move on to act and be blessed, with which Rivka led us into about being anxiously engaged. And this is where I hit the Bednar Index, Burke, because right after that, he says, receiving what we need will be more difficult if our frame of mind is, I am simply going to listen to the messages and hope something will help me.
Whoops.
Uh-oh.
Well, because he says you should go with the question, but what if your question is, hey, what do I need now?
Yeah.
How about something
what
good?
What lack I yet?
Yeah.
What lack I yet? I feel like one of my favorite parts of conference is just letting it wash over me. You know, like not going prepared. Just
But also, you know, you're going to go back and study it and take stuff out of it. And so maybe, you know, that's okay.
That's true. And I thank you for that reinforcement. But I do need to come a little more prepared and think of things. And I may not have questions other than what lack I yet. But that is still a question. And it's a good one.
Well, plus, you know, I don't have randomized data to back it up. But I'm not sure that there is more restorative sleep than conference nap. There may not be.
Amen. Amen to that. I've got probably 30 or 40 conference naps under my belt that says, yes, that is true. Yeah. So.
That's true. I love that this discussion in the section titled Act and Be Blessed is basically just a discussion about naps.
Well, no, because you have to prepare to act. That's what he says first.
We're gathering energy to act.
Nap is preparation.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rivka is great at preparing for conference. So how do you become anxiously engaged in the revelatory process personally, Rivka?
Well, it kind of depends on what's going on in my life right before that conference. Sometimes I come with really specific questions or things that I've been pondering and concerns. Sometimes it has been being prayerful about people in my life or a calling or service that I'm doing. Sometimes it is a, Lord, is it this sort of a situation? So that changes. But for me, the big part of it is that I am prayerful as I do it. How's that?
Okay. Prayer. Well, that's actually great because that's the second thing he says is the second element of preparation is to specifically invite the Holy Ghost to be our companion, which is one of the purposes of prayer.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that he starts this section out with prepare to act and not prepare to listen and hear what they have to say.
Very interesting.
That he does that before, because a lot of times it's like that, like be prepared to listen and hear what they have to say. But he's saying be prepared to act regardless of what it is you hear, which is a whole different level of faith. Whatever it is the Lord is going to ask you to do and you hear, come prepared to be obedient to that prompting.
That is a really good insight because faith is a principle of action and power. I like it. Aaliyah, did you have something else to add to that?
No, that just blew my mind though.
My mind is blown too. I'm processing through that. That's really good. I'm going to go back to the prayer thing because I guess I'm just exposing all my weaknesses here, but I mean, there's a lot of general conference weekends where I don't even sit down and pray beforehand and say, you know, help me feel the Spirit, help me learn something, help me find something that I can work on. I literally just sit there and let it wash over me. It's like as passive as you can get. So I'm like a six on the Bednar index right now, Burke. So I gotta get with it. Okay. Let's see here. We have a little bit more to do here, orchestrated by heaven. And then we'll do some invitations, which will cover a little bit more of that section we just came through, but I don't want to forget about this orchestrated by heaven. So, let's go to Burke. Burke, anything out of orchestrated by heaven that stood out to you?
So I marked this right near the end. He says, in general conference, the Lord speaks to a global congregation through his servants, and he speaks to each of us one by one by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I just have to add my testimony that that is true, because for sure he has spoken to me very personally on so many occasions.
Indeed. And you gave us a great story of that. So thank you. Aaliyah, anything that stood out to you from Orchestrated by Heaven?
Yeah, he says, church leaders who have not talked to each other about the content of their individual messages each contribute to a cohesive conference crescendo that is miraculous. So essentially,
And we have a piper down. A piper is down. That is a movie quote. And Aaliyah just dropped for some reason. We have been having so many audio problems, but you know what? We are going to soldier on. This is, you know, the right thing to do in a war movie would be to never leave a man behind, but we're leaving Aaliyah behind and we're finishing this out. So I knew she would pick that quote because it says the word crescendo, right? Musical terminology here. But I also loved it because it's so cool that they don't get assignments. They just speak. And how many times have we said on the podcast, wow, this whole conference session really had a theme. It's incredible that it happens that way. So, okay, let's go back to do invitations and promise blessings. So we'll do Rivka and then Burke and then we'll end there. So Rivka, what was your invitation and promise blessing that really stood out to you?
That we haven't already talked about. I don't know. My personal invitation, setting up three columns in my journal. I change the format of my journal every time I do conference. And so this time I actually already have a pencil sketched out in there. I'm going to do it exactly how he says, because I haven't done this particular one before. So that's what I'm doing.
I love it. That's a great invitation. Do you expect any specific promise blessings or hope for any?
I expect that as I come as prepared as I can be, that the blessing of him speaking to me as one of the one by ones by the power of the Holy Ghost will happen. It's happened before, so I have every reason to expect it will happen again.
Okay, awesome. Burke, any other promised invitations and promised blessings?
He invites kind of multiple times for us to invite the Holy Ghost. That's kind of the invitation. It's funny because he says the word invite multiple times. And then all the ways in which we invite the Holy Ghost. We invite the Holy Ghost when we pray sincerely and with real intent. We invite the Holy Ghost as we feast upon the words of Christ. We invite the Holy Ghost as we follow the counsel. And then the blessing is he comes more readily as we specifically invite him. And I don't know if I ever thought about that way before. I mean, yes, we're told to, and so many times we pray in our meetings that we'll have the Holy Spirit with us, we'll have the Holy Ghost to guide us. And I definitely want that in my life, but I don't know how often I thought about the fact that he likes to be invited, which of course, don't we all like to be invited?
Yeah. What a simple thing, but what a powerful thing. I love it. Okay. Well, hopefully that helped you all to prepare for General Conference and find a new way to think about it and get ready for it. Obviously, it really helped me to refocus. And as always, of course, we'd love it that any of you are listening, but of course, get back into the conference talks yourself. Please go read them, study them, find your own walk and talk for those 6 months between conference, and then get yourself ready for the next one. So we are, again, as we mentioned, all done with General Conference from October of 2023. But we're going to keep recording because we love it. So the next talk we're going to do, we like to call them our General Conference Greatest Hits. So we're going to do Plow and Hope by Elder Neil A. Maxwell from the April 2001 General Conference. I would invite all of you to send us your suggestions. Do you have a favorite conference talk or one of your most impactful conference talks? Send us that through email at wordsoftheprophetspodcast@gmail.com or Words of the Prophets on Instagram and Facebook, and let us know. And even if you share with us how that impacted you, maybe we can share that in the podcast itself. So with that, thanks for joining us today. And until next time, keep the faith.
If we teach by the Spirit and you listen by the Spirit, some one of us will touch on your circumstance, sending a personal prophetic epistle just to you.